And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There are talks in Europe on crisis in Ukraine and crisis in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seven foreign ministers. A meeting on the resort island of Capri. Soaring tensions in the Mideast and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine are topping the agenda of the three-day meeting that starts late Wednesday. The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani says he had spoken to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, on Tuesday and has urged Israel to not only de-escalate any reaction to Iran's attack, but to not go ahead with a planned offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Under Secretary General Rosemary DiCarlo told the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday, conflict and climate change are among the greatest threats to youth in the Mediterranean region. DiCarlo told the council that across the globe, roughly 25% of young people are affected by violence or armed conflict, but in Gaza,
70% of the population in Gaza is under 30. Almost all have been exposed to unprecedented levels of trauma, violence, disease, and food insecurity.
DiCarlo also pointed out the effects of climate change on youth in the region, saying it's particularly vulnerable with temperatures rising at a rate 20% faster than the global average. Local officials say three Russian missiles slammed into the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, hitting an apartment building and killing at least 17 people. Emergency services say at least 61 people were wounded. It's about 150 kilometers north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus. This is